Back in June, North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper shut down the Village of Pinland development near Spruce Pine when his fraud investigation revealed that developers misrepresented the project and used investors' money for other failed projects. Now a suit has been filed against four banks in connection with the collapse of the Village of Pinland and fraud investigation. The suit, filed on behalf of 99 investors in Wake County Superior Court in Raleigh, claims the banks of working closely with the developers of the project that cost the investors millions of dollars. According to the complaint, the bank's loan officers were willing participants in a scheme that left investors owing at least $80 million on property in the Village of Pinland. According to the complaint, the property is now worth a fraction of that amount. The suit names Winston-Salem-based BB&T, Charter of Charlotte, Carolina First in Greenville, South Carolina, and United Community Banks of Georgia. Officials of the four banks said they could not comment because they had not seen the complaint. In the past, bank officials said they were victims, too. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.